If you want to take this to the next level so that you can have your best life, you must feed your mind with new beliefs, raise your level of awareness, and take different action. Hi, I'm Amira Alvarez, founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman, and thank you so much for joining me for this episode of The Unstoppable Woman podcast. How do you make a real change in your outcomes and in your results? So this question about outcomes and results and how do you change what you are experiencing in this here lifetime is so critical and so fundamental to everything that I do and everything that I teach. And in order to get different outcomes and different results, you must change your self-image and your beliefs, your subconscious programming, because your subconscious programming determines how you think about what you are experiencing in this world. Let me say that again so that it's super, super clear. You have a conscious mind and you have a subconscious mind. Inside your subconscious mind, you have your belief system. You have your self-image. And it is a combined group of beliefs and self-image. We can call that a paradigm, or we can call that your programming. That subconscious programming tells you what to think, it tells you how to think about what you're experiencing. You could also say it tells you what to think about what you're experiencing. It is the lens through which you see all experience. It is the lens through which you see all experience. That means if your CFO says your numbers are down by 30%, how do you interpret this? One person is going to say, the sky is falling. I'm a terrible human being. I'm bad at business. I've made mistakes and this sucks. I should get upset. I should storm around the house, storm around the office, blame my staff, get angry at the CFO for not bringing it to my attention already, and so on and so forth. Another person is going to say, okay, 30%. So what is it that's driving that? And is going to ask a question, is going to become curious. Where do we need to make a change? What are the components of this that I'm not seeing? They're going to open the door to a conversation with their CFO and with the rest of their team. They're going to go into problem-solving mode. They're not going to let it be an indictment of who they are. They're just going to see it as, okay, this is business. Let's turn this ship around. Now, that's easy to say on a podcast recording, or to think yourself, oh yeah, I would be that latter person. Yet when you're in the situation, whatever the situation is, and that's just one situation, we could be talking about if you don't make a sale, one person's going to go into resentment or fear about not making their numbers, and another person's going to say, ooh, what did I learn from that? Okay, who else can I call? Or how could I serve that person better? What could I do more to help this person that didn't buy have a great life and keep the flow going, right? That's another example. Or let's say it's a personal relationship that you're in, and your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife breaks up with you or wants a divorce or gets upset. One person is going to say, my life is over. This is so sad. This is crushing. This is an indictment of me being unlovable and unworthy of a great relationship, and nobody loves me, and I am alone in this world, and rejection, rejection, rejection. Now, another person might say, now, why is this happening? What's calling this forward? Okay, well, I'm good with that. I would like to have a conversation with you about it, or, I'm done. I'm not interested in being with someone who reacts in that way. There's 1,001 different ways that you can react. And I'm not saying that your reaction isn't true for you. It is. Okay. We're not saying don't have your feelings. Okay. Yet it's not about, let me say this differently. It's not about suppressing your feelings. It's not about rejecting your feelings. It's not about saying that your feelings are not okay. Yet, here's the question for you. If you're experiencing something in your life or your business that is not what you want, if it's actually not the experience that you want, you have to ask yourself, am I willing to do the work to become someone for whom that isn't true? That experience isn't true. Let me repeat that. Am I willing to do the work to become someone for whom that response, that experience, that reaction is not true? Because right now you are someone for whom that is true for you. If it's a negative reaction, meaning it causes you to feel negative feelings, feel bad. And we all know, that's a very ambiguous thing to say. And yet we all know what feelings feel bad and what feelings feel good. We know that. Okay. So if you're having negative feelings, if you're feeling bad, okay, that means you are someone for whom that is true. And if you want to feel good, who do you need to become in order to be someone for whom that negative feeling reaction is not the truth of who they are? And so if the answer is yes, you're willing to do the work to become someone for whom this experience, this interpretation, this response isn't true, then what? What do you do then? For me, that meant a deep study about how to change personally so that I could have different results on the outside, in my environment, but also on the inside. I'm all about the financial freedom. I'm all about knowing how to create income so that you can have a change in your outer game, your outer world results. But that's nothing if you still feel internally unworthy or upset or unhappy with yourself, or you don't like yourself, or you're having whatever kind of bad feelings you're experiencing on a regular clip. Many people talk about how being in business or being an entrepreneur is like a roller coaster. But guess what? That's true of life as well. It's not just people who are in business. Life is going to keep happening. It's like the waves of an ocean, and you have to learn to surf. When you learn to surf, will you never get knocked down? Uh-uh. But will you have so much more fun riding those waves? Absolutely. And that's what I want for you. That's what I really want for you. So for me to learn to surf, if you will, I had to invest time, energy, money. I put a lot of effort into it. I put a lot of finances into it, and I put a lot of time into it. All of that was critical. And it looked like hiring my mentor and learning from him. Like, he had something that I didn't have. So I was going to listen, and not cut off what he said. That wasn't always the easiest thing to do, but I held myself to high standards there. I also studied. I read on my own every day to adjust my belief system so that the basis of my interpretation of circumstances would be different. Okay, let me say that differently. I had to learn from someone else, and I had to underscore that learning, reinforce that learning through study in order to change my subconscious programming to see my experiences, to interpret my experiences differently so that I would have a different response. There's another step to it. I'm going to teach you that later in this podcast, but that was like the first fundamental thing that I needed to do. And we have to constantly be doing that, constantly be putting into our subconscious mind a new belief system. And it does take repetition. It does take repetition. It does take repetition. No pun there. I'm just repeating it so that you hear it. Okay? This process is iterative and it needs to be constant. You can't do it once and think that it's going to change. And you can't do it sporadically and think it's going to change. You need to do it regularly. And my mentor would speak to me from a higher level of awareness and break open things for me. Show me how to see the world differently by a new way of saying something. And sometimes it was freaking cryptic. And I was like, what the heck? Because I was not yet at a level of awareness that could take in and interpret what he was saying. I needed to really think, and bring myself up to that level of awareness, because that's what I was friggin' paying him for, right? I'm like, I am not gonna stay down here. I want what he has. I want that level of awareness. So I was gonna bring myself up, okay? And I would encourage you to do the same thing. So again, you have to do this over and over again. It's not a one-time deal, okay? And I would do this until I understood at a higher level and had a bigger level of awareness that got me the results that I wanted. Now, a note about that. You may have heard me discuss the More Life Directive. If you haven't, if this is your first time, listen up. If you have already, this is repetition. You have to hear it again and again and again. We are all born with a seed inside of us for our greatness, our purpose. And we want to grow. This is our More Life Directive. We're born with a spiritual seed that says, this is what you're meant to do in this world. This is your purpose in life. This is your greatness. This is your potential. But it's not automatic. You must grow into that potential. You must grow into your purpose. You must grow into your greatness. And we all have that seed inside of us that is trying desperately to grow. This is our More Life Directive. We want more life. We want that seed to grow into more. And every time we grow into more, we want more. And every time we get to that next level of more, we want more and more and more and more. And that doesn't necessarily mean about materialistic things. Sometimes it's true. Sometimes you want a new car. Sometimes you want a beach house. Sometimes you want to go on another trip this year. You don't want to just go on one. You want more life. And if you don't deny that, if you understand that desire is causative and that it's calling you forward to do the things to be the person who can have more things, and it's circular, right? It's not circular, but a spiral up, okay? Then you will have more life. So now let's bring this back. Every time I get to a new level of awareness, I have a desire for more. I want something more in my life, whether it's in my relationship or in my health or in my business or in my checkbook or in my heart. I want something more, and I have that desire and it's calling me forward. When I feel that, it means I have to go to the next level of awareness. It doesn't stop. It never stops. Well, maybe it stops when you become like Jesus and one with God, or you know, in Buddhism, the Buddha, right? In all religions, there is some ultimate mapping to our spiritual self. So I do think you could ultimately get there. I haven't gotten there yet, okay? And I don't know that I will get there in this lifetime. And I'm not that concerned with it. What I am concerned with is that I enjoy this process of growth, seeing what, where I, the next step that I want to get to, and doing the work to get there. That's the fun. That's the challenge. That's the journey. Okay. And it doesn't mean that I don't, just because I'm enjoying the journey, doesn't mean that I don't want actual different results. Okay. And let's break this down to what I'm talking about. Like, if you want to make more money, like if you want to make 10K, 20K, 50K, 100K in your business this month, you want a different result. That's going to have a huge impact on your life. Sending your kids to college, paying your bills, paying off your credit card bills, buying a new car, getting a new couch, whatever it is. Okay. Feeling financially comfortable and secure. Okay. So think about that. Okay, but here's the rub to everything I've said so far. When I study, it's not just study. It's holding myself accountable to what I am learning by applying it. I hold myself to a higher standard of behavior and action, plus a higher level of thought. No one but you knows. Let's talk about thought here. No one but you knows what you're actually thinking. People are so used to putting on a good front for other people, filtering, only sharing the parts that put them in a good light or are acceptable to avoid rejection or being thrown out of the tribe. But inside, your thinking actually hasn't changed. You have to hold yourself to a higher standard there. No one's going to see but you know. Okay, you know if your thinking is looping you and keeping you stuck. Okay, and you know this because you're still reacting to the outside circumstances with the same kind of thinking. You must change your thinking and hold yourself to higher standard here. So how do you know when you need to do this, when you actually need to do this? Well, it's very simple. Look at your results. Are your results what you want? If you want, if one of the things you want is to change your financial outlook, your financial experience, your economic experience, look at money. The numbers don't lie, okay? If you don't track your numbers, I suggest you track your numbers, okay? Don't be afraid of the numbers. Make love to the numbers. The numbers are your friend. And don't get emotional about it. But see, these are my results. And then also, you want to look at, and if you want results in different aspects of your life, your relationship, your health, whatever, look at your results, okay? But most people come to me initially, at least, because they want to change what's happening in their business. They want to change what's happening in their bank account, okay? Then the next thing is you also want to look in the moment, and this is critical, in the moment, not 20 days later, but in the moment. Are the results that you're experiencing right now what you want? Or have you been thrown out of heaven? Now, when I say being thrown out of heaven, I mean that heaven is our natural state. Feeling good is our natural state. And anything that feels bad means you've been thrown out of heaven. Again, this is not about advocating for suppression or not feeling. Okay, and it's certainly not saying that you are wrong for feeling bad. It's only saying, please listen here, it's only saying that if you've been thrown out of heaven, meaning you are feeling bad, and you no longer want to feel that way, you have a choice. And this brings us to how you make a change. You use your power of choice. This is a conscious power. This is something that your conscious mind does, not your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is just running the program, just running the program, just running the program. And it's telling your conscious mind what to think about everything that you're experiencing. It's telling you how to think about everything you're experiencing. But if that's making you feel bad, that's your place of awareness where you can pattern interrupt, and then you have to use your conscious mind to make a different choice. And your power to choose is your greatest power. It is your greatest power. So you must make a conscious choice to think and act differently. And this will feel wrong, okay? This will feel like oil and water. This will feel like anxiety or terror or fear or resentment or anger. It will feel wrong to make a different choice because guess what? Your subconscious programming is telling you that you should feel bad right now. That's the proper response. And so you're going against your programming and it feels wrong. You'll want to justify how you're feeling. This only keeps you in it, okay? And by justification, I mean going into the story about he said or she said, or this isn't right, or that's wrong, or blame, or all of that. You'll want to distract yourself, maybe numb out with TV or wine or popcorn or eating ding-dongs. I don't know what it would be for you. Drugs, whatever. Or you're going to want to complain to someone. That's just bringing attention to the problem or the situation. So notice how you want to loop back into being in the pattern behavior. That keeps you at your set point. That doesn't allow you to change. That doesn't allow you to get different results. You keep playing out your self-image and your belief system, and you keep getting the same results. Okay, so at this point, you must go back to the results that you want. This is a choice to pause right here and go down a new line of inquiry. Okay, so I've just told you that your greatest power is your power to choose. When you're in this place where you notice, oh my God, Amira said that I will be justifying it or complaining or wanting to numb out. Oh, look, that's me deciding to stay in the patterned behavior. Ah, I'm going to pause here. I know I have the power of choice. That in itself, that pause, that pattern interrupt, that is a choice. Okay, you must choose to interrupt the pattern. Again, you must choose to interrupt the pattern. The questions to ask yourself here after you've paused are, and I would write this down if I were you, or come back and re-listen to this podcast episode several times so you really get it. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? And then the second question is, what results do you want to experience or have? What results do you want to experience or have? So let's say something's happened in your business that is not to your liking and not the results that you want, okay? And then you ask yourself, who do I want to be? And you pause there and you're in the morass. You are reactive and you're irritated, whatever you are, okay? You don't like the experience that you're having. But you pattern interrupt and you ask yourself, who do you want to be? And let's say you come up with, well, I want to be someone who's resilient, accepting, but clear, has boundaries, enjoying the challenge, energized, happy, motivated, focused, solutions driven, and you could keep going, okay? But who do you want to be? And then you ask yourself, okay, what from that place, like you've conjured up the beingness, right? What results do you want? Well, okay, let's see. This is the thing that happened in my business. And let's say what I really want are more sales or a thriving team or happy clients, right? You get very specific about the result. I actually wanna make 3 sales every day, not just 1, okay? Or I actually want to hire 4 people because my team is overwhelmed right now, okay? You get really clear about the results that you do want so that you're not staying focused on the problem. And then from that place, you act. Now this again is a choice. It is a choice to act. And And you're acting from this new level of beingness with these new results in mind. You've used your imagination to see what you want. Then you must act quickly before your programming kicks in to get the new results. So I want to talk about this for a moment. Acting quickly. Quick decisions, quick action is one of the key differentiating characteristics of people who have massive success from people who don't. People who have massive success, they act quickly, they make decisions quickly, because they know, either consciously or unconsciously, that in order to get to the next level, they can't wait, because when they wait, their subconscious programming kicks in and tells them not to act, to stop, to do it the old way. And in order to grow and become more and really have quantum leap levels of success, you must act quickly on these new ideas, these new actions that come to you, these new opportunities that drop in. Okay? You cannot just think about it. You cannot say, I'll do that tomorrow. You must act quickly. You must make quick decisions. And you have to do that before the programming kicks in. You want to do this immediately, because the programming will make the thing that you want to do feel wrong. It's like an oil and water feeling. You'll hit a terror barrier. You'll want to stop. You want to do something else. Okay? You know what you need to do, and it feels like a risk. It's not going to feel safe. It feels like a risk. You must do it anyways. Okay, you must do it anyways. Sometimes you will get immediate positive results. Sometimes you will get immediate negative results. But either way, it's going to cause you to grow and force you to become the person that you want to be. Do not be afraid of those negative results. If you have the right mindset, so you look at them as a growth opportunity, you will grow no matter what. Okay? If you stop, if you say, oh, look, I got negative results, that must mean this is all effed up and, you know, not worth doing. That's where you stop. Just make a note of that. That's where you stop. But you don't want to stop. You want to keep growing. You want to be unstoppable. Okay? So you want to do this quickly, even though it feels like a risk and it feels wrong. Okay? You must use your intellect. And everyone has an intellect. You might need to practice this over and over again to hone it and to really become confident in your intellect. But everyone has an intellect, and you can use it in this fashion. Who do I want to be? What are the results that I want? And how would I need to act in order to be that person and have those results? And it's going to be different than how you're being and acting right now. And acting can be like physical actions, and acting can be forcing yourself to think differently. Okay? But just thinking alone is not enough. Okay? When it's, I just want to emphasize this. Wishing and thinking about what you want or who you need to be is not enough. You actually have to think differently and act differently. So wishing and thinking about who you want to be, that's like separate from you. That's part of the strategy, but only part of it. If you leave out the new action, the new doing, the new level of beingness, that alone is a failing strategy. That's staring at your belly button. That's reading the self-help book. But it's not holding yourself to a higher standard, and it won't get you different results. And so many people don't do this critical piece. They make exceptions. They find excuses. They say, oh, yeah, I do that already. But they're not. Look at your results, okay? I do this. I look at my results all the time, okay? We're not looking for perfection here, people, okay? This is another way of stopping. Oh, I'm not perfect here, so I might as well crucify myself, tell myself I'm wrong and bad, and stop. Okay, make myself feel bad so I don't do the work. Don't get sucked into that. We're not looking for perfection. I'm not perfect, but when I have fallen out of heaven, I do hold myself to a higher standard. I work this process. It's one of the tools that I use over and over and over again. And to wrap up this episode, let's just say this. If you want more tools, if you want to take this to the next level so that you can have your best life, reach your potential, and get the results you want in life and business, you must feed your mind with new beliefs, raise your level of awareness, and take different action. And I invite you to start that process or dig deeper into that process by going to our resource page, where we have tons of ways to move forward quickly. And the URL to that is theunstoppablewoman.com. So it's with a the in front of it, theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. And we have a ton of resources for you there. Don't let this be where you stop. Take it to the next level and continue to invest your energy, your time into creating your best life. I'm Amira Alvarez, and thank you so much for joining me today. Have an awesome day and be unstoppable. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.